Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
It's a new year, but it's the same old, no law, just vibe Supreme Court. I'm Melissa Murray.
I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw. And we are the hosts of the Strict Scrutiny podcast on Crooked Media, who also happen to be constitutional law professors in our free time.
Join us each week as we unpack what's on the docket for the Supreme Court term and break down the latest headlines while still managing a laugh or two.
So whether you're a lawyer, a law student, or just trying to make sense of what these cases mean,
Strict Scrutiny has got you covered.
New episodes out every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for some bad decisions.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
The only city in America. It's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Al Franken.
Welcome to the Daily Show. I'm your host for the week, Al Franken. I'm the ninth guest host so far and the first white male guest host. Feel free to applaud. We got a great show for you tonight. My friend, Senator Lindsey Graham, is joining me. Okay. Yeah. So let's get into the headlines. You know, last week I was thinking, there's not going to be much news when I host. But oh boy, it's going to be an exciting week.
If former President Trump is correct, we are on the verge of something unprecedented in American history. A former U.S. president arraigned before a judge facing criminal charges.
Over the weekend, Trump claimed he will be arrested tomorrow, indicted by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for charges related to hush money payments he made to porn star Stormy Daniels.
The only person saying that Donald Trump will be arrested tomorrow is Donald Trump. And Trump's own spokesperson says that they have not been notified of any pending arrests.
Over the weekend, the former president spent his time on his social media platform, Truth Social, urging his supporters to protest and, quote, take our nation back.
That's right. According to Donald Trump himself, Donald Trump may actually be indicted this week. And I've got just one thing to say about that. Finally! And you know what the best thing about it is? It's happening right here in the greatest city on the planet, New York City! This is easy. You guys are great. Aren't you great? Aren't you a great audience? Aren't you the best? Oh, God. God, they love me. And I gotta say, who would have ever thought that Donald Trump would be brought down by a porn star? All of us, right? It was pretty predictable, but yeah, Donald Trump paid Stormy Daniels to keep this story quiet, and here we are still talking about it 7 years later, so that would be another failed Trump business venture. Now, if Donald Trump does get arrested, he'll have to go through the normal procedure, the perp walk, the fingerprinting, and, of course, the mugshot. I certainly hope that the booking officer is respectful and doesn't take advantage of the opportunity to play some, you know, stupid joke. Mr. President, this will be your mugshot, so I'm going to snap the photo on the count of three, okay, Mr. President? One. Here we go. Hang on. One. Two. Hit the wind machine. Three. Now, as you saw, Trump asked his supporters to come out and protest, and they're already coming up with some fun ideas. Apparently, some Trump fans are talking about preventing Trump's arrest by forming a so-called Patriot Moat around Mar-a-Lago. And I have to ask, who are these people who can just leave whatever they're doing to go physically protect Donald Trump? Nurse, you'll have to find someone else to finish the brain surgery. The president has summoned me to Mar-a-Lago to be a human moat for him. Of course, many Republican officials are also coming to Trump's defense. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Lindsey Graham, who will be on the show in a little while, and even Mike Pence appeared on the news. Sorry, the news. He appeared on the news to speak up for Trump. But one person who was conspicuously quiet all weekend is Trump's chief rival for the 2024 election, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And Trump world put a lot of pressure on him to rally to Trump's defense. So today, he finally did, in just a bit of a backhanded way.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda.
Did I mention that this whole thing was about porn star hush money? Because it's about porn star hush money, just to be clear. Porn star hush money. DeSantis has it all. Let's move on to some international news, because Donald Trump isn't the only leader facing indictment this week. His best friend was also indicted.
The extraordinary announcement today about Russia's leader, Vladimir Putin. The International Criminal Court at The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian president for war crimes, implicating him in the abduction of thousands of Ukrainian children during the war. Ukraine's president hailed the move as a historic decision, but the charges are largely symbolic.
Over the weekend, Putin made an unannounced visit to a city that Russia seized from Ukraine last year after a brutal battle.
In a surprise visit, President Putin drove himself through Russian-occupied Mariupol Saturday, inspecting newly built facilities in what's believed to be his closest tour to the front lines of this war he started.
That's right. Charged with war crimes, Putin thought it best to get out of town till things cooled down, so he packed a bag and took off to Mariupol, one of the cities in Ukraine that his army destroyed. He walked around, saw the sights, and shook a lot of hands. The hands were in a big pile on the edge of town. Putin then laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown Russian soldier who had no idea why the f*** he was there. For more on the war, let's go live to Ukraine with Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
Yeah, what's going on?
Roy, where are you at this moment?
Al, I'm near the front lines, and it has been nonstop shelling. The conditions are brutal. Last week, the Russians destroyed the water treatment plant, so I had to shit my helmet, and I still had to wear it the next day. They only gave you one helmet.
You know, I've been thinking a lot. Mm-hmm. Thinking a lot about this. I'm actually thinking of coming over.
Come over where? Come over here. Al, with all due respect, brother, battlefield reporting is not for 71-year-old comedians. Leave that to me and Richard Engel from NBC, who, by the way, was the one who told me to poop on my helmet, found out later I could have just shit on the ground. Engel's a liar. You just shit on the ground. It's war. You can shit where you want.
That's well known about Engel. Roy, maybe I'm not being clear. I don't want to report on the war. I want to fight.
What? The fighting is the worst part of war. It goes fighting, then small talk with Sean Penn. Why do you want to fight?
Roy, I was born too late to fight in World War II, and there was no way I was going to go to Vietnam and Iraq and Afghanistan. No, thank you. I've been looking for a good war my whole life, so Ukraine may just be the cause that I'm willing to risk it all for, even if it means a hero's death.
Why are they clapping for you in the studio, man? The people trying to get you killed. Look, let me give it to you straight, Al. You need it straight.
I know what you're going to say. You're proud of me. But I should first make out a will.
You don't already have a will? You're 71, Jesus! Look, what I was gonna say is that we don't need thrill seekers over here.
Oh, you know what? I take offense at that. I'm not a thrill seeking. I merely want the thrill of standing shoulder to shoulder with the brave fighting men and women of the Ukraine to repel the invaders. God, that would be thrilling.
Thrilling. You gonna stand shoulder to shoulder to the men and women. Al, don't take this the wrong way. But physically, you look like the kind of dude that if you was on the subway, a pregnant woman would give you her seat. Respectfully.
What's the right way to take that? You don't know anything about me. I could withstand any.
Jesus!
Whoa! That was close.
Yeah, close to me. Now, this is a regular occurrence over here. This war.
Okay. Maybe I could just do something like help evacuate the wounded.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you have any medical training?
Well, I just had my fourth colonoscopy. You know, it's important to do that regularly.
Jesus! Ain't nothing. We good. Everybody good?
Okay, maybe you have a point, Roy. Perhaps I can help Ukraine by, doing a hard-hitting episode about the war on my podcast.
What's wrong with them people in the studio? Why are they clapping all the time for you, Al? You think you can help the war effort by talking about it for 2 hours on a podcast? 2 hours?
Well, not 2 hours straight. You have to do a lot of ads to monetize a popular podcast like the Al Franken podcast.
You know what? I changed my mind. Come on over here. Bring your ass on over here. I can get you on the front lines tomorrow. I got to run. I got to go do something.
Fantastic. Roy Wood Jr., everyone. I'm on my way. We'll be right back with South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
It
It's a new year, but it's the same old, no law, just vibe Supreme Court. I'm Melissa Murray.
I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw. And we are the hosts of the Strict Scrutiny podcast on Crooked Media, who also happen to be constitutional law professors in our free time.
Join us each week as we unpack what's on the docket for the Supreme Court term and break down the latest headlines while still managing a laugh or two.
So whether you're a lawyer, a law student, or just trying to make sense of what these cases mean,
Strict Scrutiny has got you covered.
New episodes out every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for some bad decisions.
Welcome back. Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is the senior senator from South Carolina with whom I served in the United States Senate. Please welcome Senator Lindsey Graham. Well, thanks for coming, man.
So this is what happens, right?
I'm hopeful we'll find some common ground.
Yeah, there's always hope.
And, you know, I think that
we've probably got a joke playing, which I think is terrible, but go ahead.
Okay, my joke was that
He's proving my point.
I'm thinking that what everyone else is thinking, which is how could the two of us possibly come off good after this.
Or either of us. Now, is that funny? No.
No. Well, thanks for...
Anyway, I'm glad to be
here. That's how you kill a joke.
Well...
by saying, we have a joke that I don't think is funny, but let's try it.
But, you know, anyway,
okay.
Whatever.
Okay,
good to
I'm going to go on the Senate floor.
I don't want to ruin his life.
You
he was a good senator, and that's why I'm here.
You thought I covered
I thought
up.
You
What'd
were.
You just say?
I really
yeah.
were.
Well, we were friends.
Yes, were.
Well, there's been a strain on it. We are friends, but there's been some strain in terms
your
of your,
part,
your politics.
Mine.
Yeah. Well, you know, but let's find some common ground. For example, Ukraine. We both believe that this is in the vital interest of the United
sucks.
States.
That's common ground, right? Yeah. And he should be in jail. How about that?
Yeah,
maybe not so much on Trump, but definitely on Putin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Putin's slightly more serious, but there's some serious charges against Trump.
Okay.
Nevertheless, there are some Republicans, and we mentioned Ron DeSantis, the governor, who doesn't agree with you and me.
Well, you know, it's a free country. But let me just say this. If this is not in our vital interest, what would be? To have a guy invade another country, rewrite the map of Europe by force of arms, does this bring back any memories? Sign an agreement, tears it up. And he's gotten an arrest warrant from the ICC, which has done a great job. And they want to arrest him because he's taken Ukrainian children, kidnapped them for their families, and sent them to Russia. Other than that, this doesn't matter to us. I don't want to live in a world where that crap goes on without punishment. I want him to be punished.
Right.
I want him to be defeated. I want the Ukrainians to kick his ass, and I want China to look and see what's coming their way if they're going to Taiwan.
I absolutely agree, and I think President Biden has done an excellent job leading this coalition, and by sharing our intelligence with him at the beginning, getting the coalition together before the war even started. I think you'd admit that was
I'm trying to be helpful. I think the Ukrainians need F-16s yesterday. I think I would do more on the military front, but we're in it together, right? I want to help the administration where I can. You know, you got Xi and Putin meeting in Moscow.
And that's scary because we don't want them.
Well, you don't want them, you know, aligning together. So I'd like to see Russia become a state sponsor of terrorism under U.S. law, because anybody that provides material aid to a state sponsor of terrorism, any nation runs into sanctions.
And that would make it harder for China to ship.
It would make it a lot harder. You would
up
the ante.
Arms to them.
So let's make it harder for China to help Russia in a cruel, barbaric endeavor to change the world for the worst.
Okay. Now, you seem a little critical of Biden for the planes not being there yet.
Yeah, I think
and the tanks
should,
not right. getting there earlier, yeah. or our tanks not there. The yeah. German tanks are getting there.
Anybody's tank, just send a tank.
But,
yeah.
you know, I want to quote some stuff that Trump said.
This is what he told
a guy named Sean Hannity. Hannity.
I have no idea who he is.
Yeah. This is what Donald Trump said. This is war, 2 weeks after the war started. I could have negotiated. At worst, I could have made a deal to take over something. You know, there are certain areas that are Russian-speaking areas, frankly, but you could have worked a deal. So in other words, Trump, at the beginning of the war, was saying, like, hey, I could have stopped this thing. I could have just given
anybody
them.
Anybody speaks Russian, stand up, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that reminds me of the Sudetenland.
Yeah, that reminds me of a lot of things that didn't turn out well. So how about this idea? In 1994, when we were much younger, the Ukrainians had 1,700 nuclear weapons left over from the Soviet era. Soviet Union collapses. They give back the nukes to Russia with the understanding that their territory and sovereignty will be respected. And it included the Crimea on the 94 map, okay? So now here's Putin years later tearing that up, claiming things not his, wanting things because people speak some of the language.
So why did Trump say such a stupid thing?
Well, I'm not here to say I agree with that, but when he was president, I thought he did a pretty good job of taking the fight to the terrorists. I really do. He killed Soleimani. He killed Baghdadi. The Abraham Accords was a big deal.
Okay.
And there you go.
He also kind of was impeached for shaking down Zelensky.
Yeah, but...
I know on that one you didn't vote guilty,
but... I didn't vote for either one of them. But I'm sure there'd be another one coming. Yeah, so...
I think if he's not...
Y'all can boo me if you want. This will actually help at home. I went to New York and nobody liked me is actually the... Well, I can withstand
Don't you
that.
Like him? Don't you like him?
You're killing
yeah.
me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I've survived a lot.
My point is, this is what he's saying. This is what your guy that you want to be president said after the war has started.
Yeah, I think that's
where
mistake.
My guy, who I want to get reelected, had organized the coalition and started and had stood up and said, no, we're not going to allow this to happen. So I think,
we got 24 election is coming, but I think we got a chance here in the near term, really, with the proper military support, continued economic assistance to the Ukraine, for the Ukrainians to decimate the Russian army in Ukraine. They just need the weapons to do it. And wouldn't that be a great outcome to a very tragic event?
It would be
Putin lose.
And you talk to some of your other Republican friends on the other side, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I know you're very close.
We spend tons of time.
Yeah. But there is
I'm
a kind
to get
of a
the space laser taken down, but we'll see how that works.
Yeah, that was a Jewish space laser, but she said it
I
was.
I always thought it'd be funny to have a laser or a yarmulke on it just flying around. Apparently nobody else did, so.
She has seen it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think what we should do is take a quick break.
Okay, and pay the bills.
And we'll be right back with Senator Lindsey Graham right after an important message from my pillow guy.
It's a new year, but it's the same old, no law, just vibe Supreme Court. I'm Melissa Murray.
I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw. And we are the hosts of the Strict Scrutiny podcast on Crooked Media, who also happen to be constitutional law professors in our free time.
Join us each week as we unpack what's on the docket for the Supreme Court term and break down the latest headlines while still managing a laugh or two.
So whether you're a lawyer, a law student, or just trying to make sense of what these cases mean,
Strict Scrutiny has got you covered.
New episodes out every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for some bad decisions.
Welcome back. to The Daily Show. We're here with Senator Lindsey Graham. You know, Lindsey, you asked me during the break what I'm doing, and part of what I've been doing is the only former U.S. senator currently on tour. And when the audiences ask me, they say, who's the funniest U.S. senator while you're there? And I always say Lindsey Graham, and they always hate it because they're my crowd. And then I tell them this. When you were running for president in 16. And,
y'all remember that?
Yeah, I remember. You had,
you're the only ones.
You were like 2% at one point.
Yeah, that was, I peaked.
So one day I go in the Senate bathroom and I turn to you and I say, Lindsey, if I were a Republican, I'd vote for you for president. And you said,
that's my problem. That's a true story. So, you know, when you get our age, you have a lot of time to talk to people in the bathroom. So, that was my problem in a nutshell. The Al Franken wing of the Republican Party is not as big as you think it would be.
Yeah. Well, let's...
I hope you make it the rest of the week, by the way. Don't you think you'd be a good host?
Thank you. Maybe if you have a recess week and you're not going overseas, you could do it for a week.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay, let's talk about, you said this week that these charges or this charges in New York might actually help Trump. What did you mean by that?
I think with the Republicans, it will help Trump because the Cyrus Vance was the previous prosecutor. He looked at this and said, no, thank you. And the U.S. attorney looked at it and said, no, thank you. And this guy comes along, Alvin Bragg, and he's now going to prosecute Trump, taking a misdemeanor to a felony by merging two statutes that had never been used before. It's in New York, and most people on our side think it's a never-ending effort to take a wrecking ball to Trump. So, yeah, I think it'll help him.
Okay, well, let's take another state where there might be a wrecking ball coming for him, and that's in Georgia.
Yeah, there's Georgia.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going to happen there.
No, you testified there.
I testified. I was treated well, so I went there.
You know, I wanted to tell you, I didn't do this. I want to say, like, Lindsey, because at first you fought testifying. I said, just go there, tell the truth, and you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
That's what they told me.
Okay. Because you had talked to Raffensperger, and part of... Yeah. You know, part of this is he talked to Raffensperger on tape. We've all heard the tape.
Yeah.
And he said, all I need is 11,780 votes. Mm-hmm. One more than we have is what he said. And then later in the thing said, you better do this. You could get in trouble. You and your lawyer could get in trouble. Now, that's pretty bad.
Why don't we wait till it comes out, see what Ms. Willis does with the grand jury testimony. If she chooses to indict him, and based on what she says, I'll respond. But New York is the one in front of us, and we'll deal with that one.
But we don't even know that because Trump said it, and it may not be true.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible.
But you're right. I mean... Okay, let's talk about this, because Trump, in that tape, I remember, said to Raffensperger, I won Georgia by over 400,000 votes. No, you know he won the lost the election. You know he lost the election.
I voted to certify the Georgia election for Biden. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you voted to certify.
Yes, I did.
Because you would have been crazy not to. I mean,
doesn't mean I can't be in the Senate.
Yeah, well, there were a number of your Republican colleagues who did not vote to certify. You know this election wasn't stolen. You know that Trump lost the election, right?
When I see Biden, I call him Mr. President.
But that's different. That's different than acknowledging
that... Well, I voted on the floor of the Senate to certify the results of the 2020 election. And here's the question for you and maybe others. Trump's trying to come back. I think he's got a better than good chance of winning the primary and a 50-50 chance of being president again. And you got to ask yourself, now this is what we all came here for. Right. So you got to ask yourself, how can that be?
Well, yes. But Here's what I
can ask you to ask.
Here's what I know about this country, about this democracy, right, about our Constitution.
Right.
The number one tradition that's meaningful in this country is the peaceful transition of power. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. You voted to certify. Mm-hmm. We, from everything that's come out, we know that Lindsey Powell was lying.
Sidney
Powell. Giuliani was lying, that he was told over and over again by his, anyone who was, had any credibility, he lost, that there was no Bill Barr, everybody. How then can you want a guy who allowed us to go through this violent insurrection?
Right.
Really?
To be president again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. The other side of the story is that when President Trump was president, on the things that I care the most about, national security, I thought he did a damn good job. He got the Abraham Accords, which is probably the biggest change in my lifetime in the Middle East, where Arab nations recognize Israel, and we're trying to work on Saudi Arabia on the Biden's watch. He killed Soleimani, who's a guy who should have been killed a long time ago. He secured our border. He made us energy independent. So I look at the policies of Trump, and I like the policies of Trump. And at the end of the day, he's got to prove to people, not me, that he's able to lead us again, and that will be a challenge for him, and that'll be a challenge for Biden to say, give me four more years after the last four. We'll see what happens.
Well, I think Biden wins that, but we don't
Let's
have
bet.
To say yes.
Can we
no.
bet?
Yeah, how much?
$20. To be paid here. See, the other eight hosts asked me to come on your show. They're trying to knock you out. So
okay. No, there'll be a permanent host, and it won't be me, but it'll be somebody. And, but I mean, here's the thing. This guy just, well, he pardoned all these criminals. I mean, and that's who you pardon, I guess. But Manafort, Stone, Flynn, and he's going to populate his new administration with crooks if he wins.
I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth. It won't be about who he pardoned. It'll be about, can he make things better for the people who feel like things are not going well? Can he secure a broken border? Can he lower inflation?
Okay, let's talk about the border. Let's talk about the border.
Okay.
You and I worked on, you were one of the gang of eight.
Yes.
In 2013.
In every gang you can be in, just about.
Yeah. This is in 2013.
Right.
We passed 68 votes 68. In the Senate.
Go
comprehensive
the
immigration.
Exactly right.
Reform.
Right.
Comprehensive immigration campaign reform. And I thought that was a great bill.
I did too.
And I think we need that. I've heard you say recently we don't have enough workers in this country.
We need immigration reform because we're a declining population, right? People like me, I'm not married, I don't have any kids, I'm screwing it up for the rest of you. So the bottom line is that we need to get a workforce that's more reliable, let people come here and work and make it a win-win. We need to secure our border. We need to open up America to merit-based immigration from all over the world. And I've always believed that. We need to get our debt under control. That's going to take bipartisanship. But get back to the point. You've got to come to grips with the idea. A lot of Americans believe that Trump was a good president, but they don't like what he did or what he said. And this is going to be a real contest in 2024. It will be a real contest, my friend.
Well, I think the Florida governor is going to make it a real contest.
We got a deep bench on our side. We have a deep bench.
And
if
so
you're a
do
Republican.
We.
I made him speechless. This is the highlight of my life.
He's done it. I just think this guy is, I mean, okay, I'll say it. I just think he's a pathological liar. I don't mean to be harsh because I know he's your friend.
Well, it's all
and
right.
And a malignant narcissist. and he chose some good people to be in his administration at first, but it seemed like as those guys went, those men and women went, he brought in worse and worse people. And I just, I don't know how the American people are going to reelect this guy. I understand the MAGA voters are still loyal.
But it's not just about MAGA voters, because don't take this wrongly. He can survive your criticism. He's going to be, Al Franken is down on Trump, is not the end of Trump. So here's what's going to happen. If Biden doesn't secure our border quickly, the people who took over Afghanistan are going to come back our way. We're living on borrowed time between the rise of radical Islam in Afghanistan and
you're
a completely open border.
The Taliban is going to provide
I'm saying
cover
ISIS
for Al Qaeda.
Yeah,
again,
that's what General Crowley said. Yes, that's what he said 2 days ago,
Crowley.
Days ago.
Okay, well,
full detail.
You know, Obama started against ISIS. Trump, it was finished during the Trump administration, although I don't like the way Trump sold out the Kurds.
Well, we still have troops there. No, he wanted to get out, but I went and said, you know, they'll come back. Mr. President, the Kurds, the Syrian Democratic
Forces. And also didn't.
But he left them in.
Trump wanted to leave Afghanistan sooner.
Yeah, but he didn't. And Biden did. And I went to Biden and I went to Blinken and Sullivan and said, if you'll keep a force there, I'll stick with you, give you whatever support I can from the right. But they chose poorly. So this election is going to be a big deal election about national security, how we're doing here domestically, how safe are we, how prosperous are we. You know, this whole defund the police stuff blew up Democratic friends' face, and we'll see what happens in 2024.
That was not something that any percentage of Democrats really believed in. That was actually the Minneapolis City Council who did that after George Floyd and put out a thing said defund the police. That was.
I know there's nothing funny going on right now, but it is important between me. Listen, I know you think Trump's horrible for the country, and a lot of people believe that he can fix the problems that we're suffering under now. But here's the good news. We'll have an election and they will decide.
Yep. That's it. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham,
absolutely.
Everybody.
It's a new year, but it's the same old, no law, just vibe Supreme Court. I'm Melissa Murray.
I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw. And we are the hosts of the Strict Scrutiny podcast on Crooked Media, who also happen to be constitutional law professors in our free time.
Join us each week as we unpack what's on the docket for the Supreme Court term and break down the latest headlines while still managing a laugh or two.
So whether you're a lawyer, a law student, or just trying to make sense of what these cases mean,
Strict Scrutiny has got you covered.
New episodes out every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for some bad decisions.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting HIAS. HIAS, they are a nonprofit that provides humanitarian aid to Ukrainian refugees, mostly women, children, and the elderly. And this helps the soldiers fighting the war know that their families are safe and well taken care of. So please, if you can, donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.